This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy and sadness and anger, definitely some disgust,
Rose,
and I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
Listen, it's the Vert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Vert Show's entertainment buzz.
We haven't had this much pageant drama since Honey Boo Boo was on TLC. So Miss USA, Miss Teen USA, and the Miss USA organization social media director all stepped down within days of each other. And internet sleuths think they have decoded a secret message in Miss USA's statement that says that she might be crying out for help. So this is a big deal because this is the first time in 72 years of the Miss USA organization that there hasn't been a Miss USA or a Miss USA title holder. It's like a big deal to step down. When you win, it's kind of like winning a contest. You get a penthouse in New York City. You get to travel around the country. You get like a modeling contract. It's kind of like a lot of people's dream jobs. For people to step down, it's very shocking.
And again, Miss America, different than Miss USA.
Yes, Miss America is more about scholarships and going around and doing a lot of charity work. Miss USA is more of your quintessential beauty pageant that has a lot more to do with modeling.
But their comments, like their what they released, their statements, seemed very cryptic and like didn't really give a specific reason as to why Miss Teen USA and Miss USA was stepping down.
And it makes a lot of sense because you can assume both of them probably signed NDAs, but Miss Teen USA's statement on Instagram said something a little bit more jarring than the Miss USA one, which was a little bit more politically correct. The Miss Teen USA statement said her personal values no longer fully align with the direction of the organization, which basically kind of seems like, screw you, you guys suck. And internet sleuths have decoded Miss USA's statement, and they found out that if you take the first letters of the first 11 sentences in the statement,
shut up.
This feels like Swifty stuff. Like women are the FBI.
Uh-huh.
If you take the first letters from the first 11 sentences in her statement, it spells, "I am silenced."
Really?
Oh. Dun, dun, dun. Uh-huh. Here was the twist. So, the former social media director, who also stepped down, posted a resignation post that said that she did not sign any contracts or non-disclosure agreements. So she's going to be able to speak about whatever she wants to. And she hasn't given us anything too crazy yet. So she said, "I feel the way current management speaks about their title holders is unprofessional and inappropriate. I disavow workplace toxicity and bullying of any kind. I believe the title holders' mental health and happiness has taken a toll, and I cannot remain silent about that."
Hmm.
We also got a comment from Miss USA's mother on the Instagram post. She said, "As your mother, it has been a huge relief to see your personality restored. I observed how your personality changed and how your light faded. It broke our hearts."
Wow.
So whatever is going on in the Miss USA world is clearly very, very shocking.
Yeah, so I just went to see like who controls the pageant now, and they just got under new ownership.
Yeah, because they had a scandal a couple of years ago where all the Miss USA contestants had claimed the competition had been rigged,
yeah.
And it led to the Miss USA president having to step down.
If you haven't thought about it already, maybe one of your dark side of pageants. We could probably use 17 segments of that.
Good call. That is on the list.
Yeah, I was briefly involved in the pageant world, and there is a lot of shadiness and a lot of angry mothers involved in pageant world. So
what was your talent?
You want to know what it was?
Yeah.
I only did it for like a year. So in the South, it's like a big deal to have a pageant for your school. So I was never really involved in like the official organizations, although I did compete in one Miss America one. So I competed in my school pageant, and I went up against 20 other girls, very talented girls. I did a monologue about how I didn't have a talent. So it was like one big excuse.
Good for you. She 8 miled herself.
Yes.
She did.
You did, actually.
And I still beat him.
Do you still have that monologue?
I can find it. It was really good, but it was on my own.
Oh, we got to hear it next week. Please.
I think it was, and I don't keep track of this anymore, but as far as I have been able to tell, that was the, normally it was like 10 girls that would compete. I'm like, oh, this will be easy. The year I did it, there were like 22 girls.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, how am I gonna, because I'm very competitive. I don't like to lose. So I was like, what am I can't learn professional ballet in 3 months. So I just did one long excuse.
How far did you make in the competition?
So I won that pageant.
Oh, nice.
And then you go on to compete against the other high schoolers. So then you compete against like 40 girls. And that one I'm convinced was probably rigged. Although, I will say, the girls that won were pageant girls and deserved it.
No, I will never believe that. If you didn't win, it was rigged.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, for more stories, head to thebertshow.com. I couldn't do the tease yesterday. For more stories, head to the Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Yeah, girl.
There it is.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.